Hey Dream Chasers, this is Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Goals and Grit Daily. Today, we're diving into something super important, setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much in return? Like your time, energy, even your emotions are always being stretched thin? Yeah, that feeling is no fun, and it's a classic sign that your boundaries might need a little TLC. Think of boundaries like the invisible fences around your well-being. They protect you from burnout, resentment, and stress, and allow you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, boundaries? Sounds a bit rigid, doesn't it? Not at all. Healthy boundaries aren't about being selfish or shutting people out. They're about honoring your needs, respecting your limits, and creating space for yourself to truly thrive. So, how do we get this right? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build those strong, healthy boundaries and reclaim your power. First up, know your non-negotiables. What are the things in life that absolutely matter to you? Your values, your passions, your time with loved ones. These are your core priorities. Once you identify them, make a conscious effort to protect them. Say no to things that drain you or pull you away from what's important. Remember, saying no is not rejection, it's self-care. You don't have to explain yourself every time. A simple, thank you for thinking of me, but I'm unable to commit right now, is often enough. Next, communicate clearly and confidently. This is where a lot of people stumble. But trust me, clear communication is key. When you need to set a boundary, be direct and specific about your needs. Don't beat around the bush or apologize for wanting what's best for you. Instead of saying, I might be busy, try, I have other commitments that day, so I won't be able to make it. You're not obligated to justify yourself. Just state your boundary firmly and respectfully. Number 3, practice active listening. When someone is trying to communicate with you, really listen to what they're saying, even if it's challenging or uncomfortable. Try to understand their perspective, but don't let that mean you automatically agree or compromise your own boundaries. Remember, understanding doesn't have to equal agreement. Fourth, be prepared for pushback. Not everyone will be happy when you start setting boundaries, especially if they're used to getting what they want without considering your needs. But remember, true friends and relationships will respect your boundaries. If someone repeatedly disrespects them, it might be time to reevaluate that connection. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble or feel unsure. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing, learning, and adjusting as needed. Celebrate your successes, forgive yourself for any missteps, and keep moving forward. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work, and your colleague keeps dropping tasks on you last minute, even though you have your own deadlines to meet. You start feeling overwhelmed and resentful. This is where setting a boundary comes in handy. Instead of letting it slide, try something like, "Hey, I'm happy to help when I can, but my plate is pretty full right now. Could we schedule a time to discuss how to best manage these tasks together?" See the difference? You're still being helpful and collaborative, but you're also asserting your needs and taking ownership of your workload. So, Dream Chasers, remember, setting healthy boundaries is not selfish, it's essential for living a balanced and fulfilling life. It takes courage, but the rewards are immense. You deserve to feel respected, valued, and in control of your own energy and time. Now go out there and set those boundaries with confidence. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Tag hashtag DreamChaserWoman and let's keep the conversation going. Until tomorrow, keep chasing those dreams and remember, you are capable of anything you set your mind to.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.